Let's do another example where a manufacturer can leverage their configurator knowledge not just within the Dynamics NAV system, but provide that configuration experience to their dealers and wholesalers either on the web or through disconnected laptop usage using the ByDesign channel sales quoting system. In this scenario, I happen to be a dealer of a bicycle manufacturer that is logging on to the channel sales system. Once I log into the channel sales system, I can create a quotation for my customer by simply picking the customer from the drop-down list, or I can create a new customer within the application and I can pick the item which I would like to quote. The system provides me with a set of rapid options for the configured bicycle where I can make selections of a standard frame that would be red in color with all-purpose wheels, a Comfort Plus seat, an upright handlebar, and I can add an air pump as an accessory to this particular configuration. If I hit the Add button in Channel Sales, this basically adds the item to my quotation. The ByDesign configurator has validated my selections, priced the item, and given me a thumbnail picture of my red standard bicycle. If I'd like to add another bicycle that, say, is a standard bicycle with purple paint and using a padded seat without the air pump but would like a bike rack, I can make these selections and click on View Detailed Options to get the full configuration experience. All of the defaults that I've selected have been passed into the ByDesign configurator, and at this point I can choose to make additions to the accessories such as adding front reflectors and rear reflectors. As I make these selections, the ByDesign configurator tells me the upcharge for the accessories that I've selected and the total price of this bicycle as configured at $440. I can complete this configuration and I can see now in my quote I have a red bicycle and a purple bicycle. I can produce a PDF or a Word proposal to hand to my customer, and if the customer approves, I can convert this order for the bicycles to submit to the manufacturer. Let's say that I type in my PO number to the manufacturer for this order of bicycles, and I can go ahead and place the order with the manufacturer. Now, when I am ready to submit this order to the manufacturer, I can make selections of the orders that I've placed throughout the day and choose the order that I would actually like to submit to the bicycle manufacturer for them to import into their Dynamics NAV system. When the order has been successfully submitted to the manufacturer, as the dealer, I get an acknowledgement number SO000098 that tells me that the order has been delivered and is now ready to be imported into Dynamics NAV. Let's now switch to Dynamics NAV to see how this bicycle order from the dealer is represented within the ERP system. In Dynamics NAV, we have a process on the job queue that monitors incoming orders from my dealers and wholesalers. So as a customer service rep, if I go into the NAV sales orders, you will notice that my NAV sales order number 1331 was created from an external order number SO000098, which was the one that I placed through channel sales as a dealer. If I open that order within Dynamics NAV, you will notice that I have a purple bicycle and a red bicycle, and the purple bicycle actually had a sales allowance and a freight charge that was automatically delivered by the ByDesign configurator to the Dynamics NAV system. I can view a report of that particular order to take a quick preview, and you will notice that right within NAV I'm able to quickly verify that the bicycle that was selected had a red frame, all-purpose, Comfort Plus, and upright handlebars with a picture, and I can also see a purple bicycle. As a customer service rep, I can either make changes to this order if I so choose by simply clicking on the line Configure Item menu. So if the customer has called in and they would like to change their definition for this bicycle to say it's no longer a red bike, let's build a yellow standard bike, I can make the changes right within the Dynamics NAV system. I can go ahead and convert this order into a production order. And in this case, I'll simply create a project order implying that NAV will create a single work order representing both bicycles. Once NAV has completed that processing, you notice it gives me a firm plan production order number 101450. Going into the production orders, I see production order 450 associated to sales order 1331. And if I open it, you'll notice that I have the configured bicycles on lines 1 and 2, and I do have all of the sub-assemblies required. Let's pick the purple bicycle and take a look at the bill of materials for this bicycle, and you'll notice that the system has produced all of the bill of materials, including the padded seat, the front reflectors, and the rear reflectors, which were accessories that I specifically selected. If I do examine the routing for that particular bicycle as well, you will notice that the system has actually put in work instructions specifically to pull the bike rack from the inventory, to install the front reflector, and install the rear reflector, all dynamically generated by the ByDesign configurator for this specific work order. In this scenario, we've demonstrated how a dealer of a bicycle manufacturer can use the channel sales quoting system to quote the bicycle products, convert them to an order, have them delivered to Dynamics NAV at the manufacturer automatically, have the order processed and or changed if necessary, and convert that into a production order. Let's do one final example to demonstrate the power of the ByDesign configurator with Dynamics NAV to service the needs of the industry, such as apparel, promotional materials, and or printing. I'm going to create a new sales order, and in this particular sales order, I'm going to go ahead and pick an item that is for a cheerleader uniform. Let me enter a quantity of 1 and select configure. What you'll see in the ByDesign configurator is I'm presented with a set of selections with a default value for the top size and the neck design, and I'm also presented with a set of color options. The image that you see on the right hand side will be photorealistically rendered based upon my selections. Note the black color, the white color on the uniform. If I make a selection of the first color to be bright gold, you will see that the image actually replaces the black color with the bright gold, retaining all the wrinkles, textures, and lighting on that image. If I pick my secondary color to be Columbia blue, you'll notice that all of the white colors have now been replaced dynamically with a Columbia blue color. These images are not static image swapping, but true photorealistic rendering occurring on a template model on the fly. I can even go into lettering for logos and choose to enter Dynamics NAV as my lettering, and I can have those letters embossed on the uniform. What we've seen in the demonstrations today is how manufacturers can leverage the ByDesign configurator, the ByDesign front-end quoting and ordering tools, and the Microsoft Dynamics platform to deliver value to their users. Manufacturers can represent their product knowledge in the ByDesign configurator as a single point of maintenance and leverage that knowledge across their enterprise applications. All the information flows between these applications are automated, providing for a truly seamless and integrated enterprise.